This is Tri-State's Public Radio News. Today is the last day before retirement for Monsignor Richard Preco at St. Paul Catholic Church and School in Macomb. Tri-State's Public Radio's Jonathan All talked to the man who led Macomb Catholics for nearly four decades.
It's unusual for a Catholic priest to stay at one parish for more than 5 to 10 years. But Monsignor Preco says the bishop had a hard time finding someone to take the job in Macomb in 1977. Eight other priests turned down the assignment.
So the bishop told the director of the personnel board, get Preco, he'll go. So I came out and looked at the place, and I thought, this is pretty good. It's pretty good. As far as I could find out, I decided, okay, bishop wants me to do it, I'll go. And then in the following, I came in August, and it was the following spring, the bishop was out for, I think, for confirmation. And he said, Father Preco did me a favor. He can stay here as long as he wants. So apparently that went in my files, and the bishop's never changed me. So here I am.
You could have asked to leave, though.
I could have asked to leave,
Why yes. didn't you?
Because I liked it. You know, I'm not a man who likes change very much, you know. And The people here are great. They've been very cooperative, very, I want to say almost holy, you know. They're good people. And I thought, I can't do any better anyplace else.
If you don't like change, there's still changes inevitable. What were some of the biggest changes you've seen in Macomb over the last 39 years?
Well, that whole tone of helping people. For example, Habitat for Humanity started here while I was on the steering committee and then on the board for 6 years. The folks that were involved in setting it up and then continuing on the committees. Okay, and then Lafayette Square and around the same time an emphasis on helping the elderly in town. Jefferson House went up. Wesley Village went up, and then too, there's another little story, and I kind of hesitate, but this is true. Before I came, a couple of priests went to a restaurant in town. They had their collars on, and they were refused to be helped. They were to be served. They were asked to leave. Now, that situation I don't think exists anymore. I felt it in Champaign. I knew it in Champaign. Here I didn't feel that. So I think that's been a good change, our relationship with those folks.
What do you think were the biggest changes at St. Paul over your time there?
Well, I think the biggest time was the bigger ones. We started kindergarten, a full-time, full-day kindergarten, and then later on, we started a preschool, and that at the school, and at the church, there was the addition that we implemented. It was in 1993 that we dedicated it. It was built, again, here's another thing. We built it with the forecast that the university was going to grow, and it didn't happen. So we see smaller crowds on Sunday. That 125 new families that we expected, it didn't. Not that many new faculty came in, and so then we didn't gain either.
Can we talk a little bit about loaves and fishes? Because that's another thing that you were at the beginning of,
yes.
and how that came to be and how that affected life in Macomb.
One of the things that I was upset about. We had a food pantry down in the basement, and either the secretary or my mother would go down and pack a bag of food for the people who came to the door. And the Salvation Army was overwhelmed with need, and I felt that there had to be some other way of doing this. So I talked to the Ministerial Association a couple of times. But they were a little reluctant at that time to get involved. And then the minister at the pastor over at First Presbyterian Church said, well, we were involved in one when I was in Philadelphia or wherever, someplace in Pennsylvania. And he says, I'll be happy to join you in doing this. And we've got room where we can set it up. So the two of us signed some kind of a covenant. And then as time went on, other people, other churches joined. I think there are now 11 churches that contribute to Loaves and Fishes. The effect on the community is pretty good. There are over, during the last year, approximately 500 families or units were helped each month for at least the last year, and even might go even before that.
During your time here, there have been some very difficult times for the Catholic Church nationally and internationally, especially with abuse issues that happened elsewhere, not here.
Mm-hmm.
But how did that affect you and the way that you ministered to have that specter hanging over the faith?
Well, for the most part, I was not approached on it. People did not comment very much about it. So I didn't have that much to deal with. But my own personal thing is I had to be aware of how I dealt with the kids. Some of the priests said they would not touch a child at all because of what people could say about it. I've never felt that way. The kids come up and hug me, and I think that's necessary. I think it's, Jesus was hugged by the children. And I don't see that if I shoo him away, are we shooing him away from Jesus? That's my consideration. So,
what do you see for the future of St. Paul?
Well, I'm hoping that they would add 7th and 8th grade. I think that's so necessary in our day and age to keep the kids involved in a religious setting, and the 7th and 8th grade is very important in their lives. That junior high age is critical, and then the second thing that again I was not able to do and was to add a parish center. With a few classrooms, a couple of classrooms now, so that we could incorporate the preschool in the same building rather than in a separate house. And those are the two main things that I would hope get done. I may or may not see it in my lifetime, but it depends on what the new priest does.
The new priest will be Father Adam Stimson, who is coming from Peoria. As for Monsignor Richard Preco, he's moving back to his childhood home outside of LaSalle, Illinois. He plans on sleeping in, walking his dog, fishing, and occasionally filling in as a substitute priest in the LaSalle, Peru area. I'm Jonathan Aull, Tri-States Public Radio News.